WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Two positions in the Bryan School District are getting $12,000 pay raises. The school board approved recommendations that the stipend for the band directors at Bryan and Rudder High be increased from $8,000 to $10,000, and Deputy Superintendent Tim Roke says both will be paid another $10,000 to ensure middle school band and orchestra students continue performing at the high school level.
We really have not had the alignment. The middle schools and the high schools, you know, there's been a little bit of a disconnect. That is our expectation now. And certainly by compensating the individual to that level, it certainly sets the tone appropriately.
Another new position approved by the board, a certified executive chef for Bryan High's Culinary Arts Program, will receive $5,000, and bilingual teachers will receive an additional $2,500, making their $6,000 stipend the highest for that position in this part of the state. The Texas A&M Foundation has announced three major gifts to kick off funding a new music activities center. The $40 million complex is something the director of bands and music activities, Timothy Ray, says has been discussed since he started 23 years ago.
The school has pledged, you know, 50% of the project, and the foundation has done a wonderful job preparing everything. But they've been really seriously, you know, doing it probably for less than a year, and the fact that they've already got three major gifts and already, you know, have quite a bit of the fundraising done, that's very encouraging.
The center will be located at George Bush and Koch is expected to open in 2017. Renderings of the center and more information is on our website at WTAW.com. More supporters have been announced by those for and against high-speed passenger rail service between Houston and Dallas. The new chief executive of Texas Central Railway, former investment and real estate executive Tim Keith, says they've raised $75 million for the bullet train. This comes after Montgomery County and the city of Magnolia formed a regional planning commission to monitor and work against any high-speed rail projects that may cut through western Montgomery County. A prosecution witness in a Bryan murder trial earlier this year has pleaded guilty to four felonies.
40-year-old Paul Mitchell of College Station was sentenced to a total of 20 years as part of a plea agreement for punching and strangling his girlfriend in front of her six children, then evading arrest. The agreement also covers an armed robbery and a drug possession case. Mitchell testified in the March jury trial of Marcus Watson Jr., who was convicted of murder in a drug-related shooting death of Trevor Williams in October 2012. A man who used to live in Bryan has admitted to stabbing a College Station man more than 4 years ago. 35-year-old Stanley Mosley Jr., who was caught in Illinois last year and brought back to Brazos County, was sentenced to 8 years for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, of which half the time must be served before becoming eligible for parole. An Ohio man is headed to a Texas prison after admitting to having an illegal online relationship with an underage girl from Brazos County. Jonathan McLean was 24 at the time. The parents of the then 14-year-old girl discovered sexually explicit emails. McLean, who was on probation in Ohio for sexual battery of a 13-year-old girl, was sentenced to 10 years and was ordered to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
And WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
808, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure stretches from eastern Texas all the way to Florida this morning. Lots of sunshine for today. We're going to hit 95 to 100 this afternoon. Tonight we're clear to at times partly cloudy. Overnight lows around 75. Tomorrow sunshine, a few afternoon clouds, highs 95 to 100. We'll see whether or not we have to contend with an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Then it's sunny on Saturday with highs right around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I thought he was saying that we were going to contend with the showers this afternoon, but it's tomorrow. Okay, well, we'll see how that works out. John Clanton joins us this morning. John has been in Bryan College Station for a few years. He's a graduate of A&M and is involved in several different things. So, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me up here.
So you went to high school where?
Memorial High School in Houston.
Okay. Now, you went to school in A&M, graduated mid-80s?
Mid-80s. I was scheduled to graduate in 1984 and made other arrangements and graduated in 85.
Okay.
Decided at that point in time I had to get out of this one-horse town and do some real things. And then about 3 years later, decided this was really home.
It's a pretty neat place. And you did. You went and did some things. And let's talk a little bit about the background, because the reason I wanted you to come in and talk to us is that we want the right kind of development in Bryan College Station wherever possible. It takes a lot of different people with a lot of different skill sets to do that. One of the things that you did is you had a company called Trajan, which did FBO, or fixed-based operations. Explain what FBO is.
Yeah, an FBO is the company out at the airport that typically sells fuel to airlines or to the corporate operators. An FBO can also be the maintenance operator that does work on the Cessnas for the flight school. They are effectively anybody who is selling services to the aviation public.
Okay. Now, you're not Trajan anymore. You're Aston Properties, and you basically have signed a contract with A&M to operate Easterwood?
That's correct. It's a 20-year contract. We started June 1st of last year, so we're just a year into it right now.
Okay. And you were flying in and out of it before you were doing that, and Trajan was here. And so you kind of knew the lay of the land, but as you signed the contract, what was the punch list? What were the things that you felt like needed to be done first and what you're working on now?
Well, I'm thinking back to what we put in our proposal, and it was a pretty competitive process. I know that there were some really big players that put in proposals, and we were selected at the end of the day, and we had a couple of basic themes. One was that we wanted to manage the traveler experience. We wanted to take as a whole the experience from the time you get to the airport until the time you leave and take responsibility for that. The second was that we knew that there was a lot of development that needed to happen, that there weren't enough aircraft storage hangars, there weren't enough aircraft maintenance hangars. The FBO terminal itself wasn't sized appropriately for the type of activity that we have, much less the type of activity that we expect. And so with that, we put together a pretty concise package about what we wanted to do.
Okay, that's the passenger experience. Now let's talk about the outside, the airplanes. Do we need more hangar space out there? Do we need more area for planes to be stored? Do we need another runway? What do we need on that side of the terminal?
You know, we're pretty fortunate as it relates to concrete. We've got an awful lot of concrete out there. The runways are in good shape. Our instrument landing system just underwent a major renovation earlier this year. So the mechanics of handling airplanes on the ground is pretty solid, and we're set for some time. But we do lack hangar space. We get calls almost every week from operators wanting hangar space. We get calls from people locally who are buying airplanes and want a place to store them. So that is the biggest constraint we have to increasing activity on the airport outside of the airline activity.
And what is joining the SEC, man?
Oh, it's been huge for activity. The number of charter airplanes that come in is tenfold or more what it was previously. That's great for business. It's great for the tax base here. It's great for employment. Back before the SEC, everybody could get here by bus and did. And now nobody can, so they're flying into here. Now, that being said, year before last, when Alabama was coming to town, they flew into Houston, and they actually stayed down in Conroe, so they wouldn't be too close to the action here. This year, they're flying into Easterwood.
Interesting. John Clanton joining us this morning. He is one of the principals in Aston Properties that is running the airport. When it comes to an improvement, when it comes to things, dollars that are going to have to be spent, is that your responsibility? How does that work?
Well, we've got a great group of funding sources. One is the FAA. The FAA provides about $1 million a year to airports our size that have air traffic, commercial air traffic. And that's for bricks and mortar. That's for improvements in runways, lighting, terminal, and so forth. Well, we've got a number of years of that grant money that has not been applied for or spent yet. So we're going to have $3 or $4 million of that type of money available for terminal upgrades. In addition to that, we have committed $7 million of private money to go into hangars, improvements in the terminal, an FBO terminal, fuel farm, and so forth.
John Clanton joining us this morning about talking about Easterwood Airport right now. Okay, of course, now the sexy thing. Hey, I want to get in an airplane and fly nonstop to someplace we don't know. We've got American here, American Eagle here, who flies into Dallas. We've got United, who flies United Express, I guess, who flies into Houston. But now Delta may be a player?
Well, we believe that there's a reasonable chance to attract Delta here. It may not happen this year. It may not happen next year. But the trends at the airport itself in terms of ridership have been increasing year over year, and we're almost at an all-time high of passenger enplanements. We'll probably trip that mark this calendar year. But when you look at the total number of airline tickets that were purchased in the five-county area here, the first most popular destination was New York, and right after that was Atlanta. So the people who are going to Atlanta as an end destination are now driving down to Houston most of the time, some driving to Austin, but it's clearly traffic that Delta is not picking up. Another interesting piece, and this all comes from a study that we commissioned last year called a leakage study, and it looks at the number of airline tickets that were purchased here by zip code, what airport they departed out of, and then what airport they ended up in. And so we have an amazingly accurate data set. And it's something close to just a little more than a half million tickets were purchased from people in our area to depart somewhere or that arrived here in College Station at Easterwood Airport. So we can look at that and have a very concise picture of where people are going. And it's kind of interesting. I've got just a few things here that are kind of fun. So if you would guess, I told you New York and Atlanta were the top two, and I know you guys always do lists.
We do. Right? Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
So top five destinations, New York, Atlanta. Any guess on the third?
Las Vegas.
Washington, D.C.
Okay.
Denver and then Phoenix.
Really?
Yeah.
Chicago's not there and Las Vegas is not there.
No, isn't that a surprise? Now, they're in the top ten, but they're not in the top five.
Yeah.
Now,
D.C., I understand business. I mean, I get the government, too. I can see that.
Yeah, keep in mind, you've got three airports there in D.C. So,
oh, yeah.
But of the total people who purchased tickets that live here, 14% were international, which is a huge number. And I think that's reflective of the university and all the things that the university is doing.
Sure.
So, top five international destinations?
London.
London's number one.
Seoul. Amsterdam. Seoul.
Mexico City.
Wow.
Number four, Cancun.
Okay.
Spring break. I don't know.
Okay, that's fun there. Yeah. So Seoul, back in the other direction. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then number five is Shanghai.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
And those numbers will, again, probably, and I guess that's probably a pretty good trend internationally. That's fair to say that's we're going to see more headed over in that direction as well, Shanghai and Seoul and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. And the nice thing for the airport and for our community is that international travel is a higher margin ticket for the airlines. And so that's very attractive. And that's one of the other reasons that we think that there's a chance that Delta will end up here is there's a large volume of international travel. They're number two destination for people departing out of here. It's growing. And all of the base economics for our area are improving.
Well, and the airlines are a business now. So in reality, if you go to our current carriers and ask them to bring more planes in, what are the questions they're going to ask you, and what answers can we provide?
Well, it's a real simple equation. They need to have more people flying in order to bring more airplanes in. So of the about 500 people, as I mentioned a moment ago, we're only capturing 28% of those. And so there are more people in our area that drive down to Houston to depart than depart out of here. As a matter of fact, for every 100 passengers that leave out of here, there's 120 that drive down to Houston.
Oh, my.
And for every 100 passengers that depart out of here, 65 go to Austin. Now, there's a few that go to Hobby and other things like that. But those are the two primary places that we're leaking passengers to. So there's plenty of demand here, but the challenge for most people, and I was one of these guys, I got stuck in Houston. I missed a flight, I missed a connection, and I got stuck. There wasn't a follow-on flight that I could bring in. There wasn't a rental car. I had to there wasn't a hotel room there.
I'm nodding along with you because, yeah, there are a lot of people who have been there, certainly.
I had a $200 taxi drive to get back here. Now, this was years ago, and so what did I do after that? I swore I would never. The solution to that is to have more flights so that if you do end up missing a connection, there's another airplane another hour later, and you can get on that. You got to have the demand for them to put the other airplanes here. So we're having this discussion with both American and United right now, and we're showing them through this leakage study and other studies that the demand is really here and that we can start pressing on that, but they have to be able to get the capacity ready to move, because if we instigate a lot of interest and then they don't have the flights and they don't have the seats available, then people are going to say, well, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Right, you're burned. Yeah. Yeah. Now, overall, is this a good time to be making that pitch to the airline industry?
It is. The airline industry as a whole is probably in a more profitable position than it's been in an awful long time. But what that means for the traveler is that every flight is full. That it's just not like the golden age of air travel,
no,
where we dress up and we have a nice meal on the airplane. Yeah. And we look forward to it for
that's
a week.
It. John Clanton joining us this morning. Okay, I want to shift gears now to something else that you do, and that is that you are one of the principals in Fibertown. Lots of downtowns want to redevelop. They want to have things going on. Brian's got this wonderful secret buried under the street, and that is, some fiber optic cables that can bring in a whole bunch of data. Tell me what is, in fact, underneath the streets down there, and how did it get there?
Well, it's not so much what's underneath the streets of downtown when you're walking around on First Friday or something like that. The real key is, and this goes back to the founding of our community back in the 1800s, we were founded on the cotton trade. We had the Brazos River for transportation, and then the rails came along. So towns sprung up or developed further around railroad stops. And then back in the 70s and 80s, when fiber optic cable became the new thing, what was the easiest way to connect fiber cables between two cities? It's along the railroad right-of-way, so they could purchase a right-of-way, put the fiber there, and that was a pretty inexpensive way to do that. So we were the benefit of something that happened hundreds of years ago. And the railroad tracks go right through the middle of downtown. And a lot of us that live and work down there have come to appreciate the noise of the trains.
The sound of money.
Yeah, that's right. But what happened is that we were able to get fiber connectivity because it came through town. And the really unique thing is it stopped right there in downtown Bryan, where Verizon or the old GTE building used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a way to get on the fiber there, as opposed to being in Hearn, where fiber goes through there, but it doesn't really come out of the ground where you can jump onto the pipeline.
Sure.
So that was the huge part.
Okay. And that's, folks probably know, that's where the library is and where the old Bryan Day Legal used to be, just right by the railroad tracks. So taking that, you've said, here's a way for us to be able to reach out to big companies who are off-site to be able to store information on servers here. Is that the idea?
It is, and I'd like to take credit for it, but the reality is there are a number of companies out of Houston that came and visited us in the early days and said, we have decided that this is going to be our disaster recovery location, that this community is. And we didn't have facilities to take care of them at that point in time. And after the third or fourth group came up in a matter of a year, then some bright mind said, hey, maybe there's something going on here. So our Fibertown development in the original sense was to be able to take the fiber connectivity, which could be purchased at wholesale in large volumes, and be able to create a community like in Austin. We had great buildings in downtown. We had effectively a huge campus. We had all of the chef-owned restaurants that were down there. It was a great place to work. You add the fiber, you add some relatively inexpensive real estate, and it's a great place for startup companies or for developed companies. So we ended up with a lot of great technology companies that started with us. Many have moved on. Some are still in town. Some have moved to Houston or Austin. But it's been a great place for that because of that fiber connectivity.
And it is there. It's going to be there forever. And it's, I mean, it feel, I don't know what they do with a lot of old Woolworth stores, but this one's probably being utilized about as well as any in America.
Well, now, you know, the Woolworth building was built in 1967. And before they built that, there was a building there called the Wimberley Building. So we've started referring back to the original roots of that property, the Wimberley Building,
okay,
because it's hard to get people to drive up from Houston to see a data center that's in the Woolworth Building.
I like that. That does. That sounds a little classier, I guess, would be a fairly good name for that. All right, so we've got the connectivity. We're talking about expanding airline travel in here, and you're a key person in both of those things. But it all has to do with development here in Bryan College Station. So we've got those two components. Are there any things that are missing in your view to keep us from becoming, we don't want to be in Austin, but we do want to be a nice place that has a good family values for everybody in Bryan College Station. Are we missing anything?
You know, I think that we're positioned about as well as we could be. My personal view is that every community needs development. I think it's very easy to push that too far and have development for the sake of what a community really is. And I think we need to be cautious about that. If we do too much or do too fast or do too much without really understanding what we're about and why it's important, then I think there's a risk of losing our identity. So smart development, I think, is a key here. I don't see anything missing right now. I think we're awfully fortunate to have the university, and not just the university in the traditional sense, but all of the things that are happening there with AgriLife, with the College of Engineering, with the expansion there, with TEKS and TEES, we just have so much going on that's driving the economy in ways that many other communities don't have.
I'd be remiss if I didn't mention one of your other companies, which is Lintech, which is in, as folks would know, the old Westinghouse building right down the road from here. Tell us a little bit about that company and where you are with it.
Well, Lintech is an interesting story. It was started by two talented folks out of A&M back in the late 80s, early 90s. And we have something on the order of 100 employees with about 35 PhDs. We have biologists, chemists, physicists, computer scientists, lots of smart people doing lots of interesting projects. And the projects that Lintech works on are typically funded by the government, sometimes by the Department of Defense or sometimes by National Institutes of Health. And the way one measure that is used to determine your success or not is the amount of funding that you're able to garner around a particular project. And we have three or four projects that have been selected for additional funding above and beyond the typical amount. So we feel like we're in a very good position to move some of these technologies forward.
John Clanton, our guest this morning, he's on the tip of the spear when it comes to a lot of things that are going on in Bryan College Station. Thanks for joining us this morning.
I've enjoyed it.
All right. News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The number of workers filing applications for jobless benefits last week fell to the lowest level in four decades. Another sign of a strengthening labor market. Initial jobless claims dropped by 26,000 to 255,000, the lowest level for initial claims since November of 1973. The number of continuing unemployment benefit claims, those drawn by workers for more than a week, decreased by 9,000. Bank of America has shaken up its management team months after regulators chastised the firm's leadership for mishandling its stress test submissions. CFO Bruce Thompson is leaving the Charlotte-based bank. Like Uber summons car service, apps like Pager, Heal, and Medicast hope to summon doctors or at least make medical care more streamlined. The apps are designed to cut out waiting times, receptionists, and trips to the doctor's office. Crude oil edging up 17 cents to $49.36 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Here's a warning for business and vacation travelers. Scammers have found yet another way to steal your money. Online crooks are setting up third-party look-alike hotel reservation websites. Now, these phony sites look just like the major hotel sites they're mimicking, down to the official logo and correct street address. The operators who answer the toll-free number sound just like the real hotel reservation agents. The goal is to get you to give them your credit card number for a deposit on a room. They'll entice you with a too-good-to-be-true room rate. Once you've given them your credit card, the real fun starts. Within moments, the card is used by crooks worldwide until it's maxed out. Of course, there is no hotel room. The Federal Trade Commission's warning says it all. Check it out before you check in. Always book directly with the hotel's main website. After you've made your reservation, verify. Use a phone number that you know to be genuine. Call the hotel directly. Double-check that your reservation really is in the system. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. I'm always on the lookout for cool new opportunities for my listeners. Well, here's one that you're going to love that'll start putting great money in your pocket ASAP. I'm talking about driving with Uber. You've heard of Uber. It's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers. I've used Uber a bunch of times, and the drivers tell me they earn great money whenever they want, completely on their schedule, and they totally love being their own boss. I love Uber, too. I'm a huge fan. In fact, Kathy on my staff used to be a driver, and driving with Uber levels the playing field for everyone. This type of opportunity is absolutely perfect for people who need some flexibility in their lives. Parents, Uber is great for your family's business schedule. Students and teachers, summer's coming. Come make some extra money between classes and get paid in your free time. You already got a car and a license. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious, life-changing money today. Sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Drivewithuber.com.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Matt Goodson from BTU. And you guys have a lot going on. Not only now are you doing smart home, smart business, but we're going to talk here in just a few minutes about craft beer, which is ever so much more fun.
Exactly. Everybody loves craft beer. So basically, I just wanted to stop and talk to you this morning a little bit about our smart programs. If anybody is thinking of upgrading their windows or home insulation or solar screens this summer, please give us a call or visit our website at btutilities.com. You can call me directly if you'd like at 979-821-5859. And basically, we just want to try to incentivize our customers to make their home a more energy efficient structure.
Now, with the smart home things, that includes window upgrades. Is it air conditioning if you've got an older model?
It does not include air conditioning, but it does include new Energy Star windows if you're going to upgrade those already. Solar screens, which is a great upgrade to keep the sun out of your house. And attic and wall insulation. So basically, we guarantee 10% of your expenditure back to you. And it could be as high as 25%, just depending upon the scope of the project that you're going to be working on.
So not only are you going to save money when you're purchasing these things, but then down the road, you're going to be saving energy from BTU to your house because you're not going to use as much.
That's exactly right.
Now, the business part's done. Let's get to the fun part. What's the craft beer deal that's going on in downtown Bryan?
Saturday, you know, it's been plenty hot, and so we like to talk about energy efficiency, but on Saturday, July 25th, there's going to be a Cheers to Craft Beer. You're going to have some of the finest beers in Texas, and it's going to be at the Palace Theater, which is at 105 South Main. Tickets are available, I believe they're at $20, I think, from select merchants, and $25 if you go online to downtownbryan.com. Get your tickets bought and try to go out there. It's going to be from 2 to 7 on Saturday. So be sure and try to go out there and take advantage of the craft beer that's going to be available.
So that's strictly in the Palace Theater then?
Yes, sir.
All right. One more time, if they want to know more about either that or BTU, give us a web address so they can kind of get an overview.
Yes, sir. Go to btutilities.com and visit. There's a tab there that says Smart Programs, and you can learn all you want to about our smart home and smart business programs to help you save money and make your projects more affordable.
And you can celebrate over a craft beer downtown.
That's right.
Matt, always a pleasure, man. Thank you for coming, and we appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
This community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full-service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan School Board agreed with administrators that too many bilingual teachers have been hired and trained only to leave after 1 or 2 years for higher pay elsewhere. That's what led to raising the stipend for the hard-to-find position from $3,500 to $6,000. Deputy Superintendent Tim Roeke says applicants only get 4 shots to pass the state certification process.
You have to take a content test, and you have to jump over and take a language proficiency test. And not only with it, you have to do it orally, you have to actually be able to write it. You have to have a specialized keyboard. You can't even use the keyboard in front of you to do this test. And they only offer it at certain times of the year anyway. So it's the standard for getting a bilingual teacher certification is through the roof. I mean, it's the hardest thing out there to get right now.
Recruiters have been going to Mexico to bring people working in other professions who are willing to become bilingual teachers. The board also established stipends for new positions, including $5,000 for a certified executive chef at Bryan High's Culinary Arts Program.
For this particular assignment, we've had to recruit somebody from industry. So it's not your typical bachelor's degree person who went through a regular teacher program. It's somebody who's out there as a chef.
And the band directors at Bryan and Rudder will be making an additional $12,000 next year, $2,000 more for leading the bands, and $10,000 for monitoring progress of band and orchestra students at Bryan's middle schools. Music students at Texas A&M are getting a new home. A $40 million music activity center will be built at the corner of George Bush and Coke. Director of Bands and Music Activities Timothy Ray says this impacts 1,300 students in the band, orchestra, and chorale programs.
It actually gives them a decent rehearsal space and provides them with individual practice rooms and acoustically correct large practice rooms, and just something that our students deserve for all of the great work that they do representing the university.
The complex, which includes an artificial turf field for the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band, will also allow them to expand from the current 14 music groups.
As academically rigorous as our environment here is, it gives you a chance to kind of get away from that and explore some other artistic things during your time at A&M. And I'm very, very proud of the growth that we've had in the program. And I think that this facility is a way of the university recognizing that growth and how important of an experience this is for our students.
The Texas A&M Foundation announced the first 3 major gifts towards their $20 million campaign. The university will provide the remaining funding. More information and renderings of the new center are on our website at WTAW.com. Bluebell has taken the next step towards returning to store shelves. The company sent 2 tweets yesterday announcing test production has started at their plant in Alabama. There's more opposition and more support to building a high-speed passenger bullet train between Houston and Dallas. The city of Magnolia and Montgomery County recently formed a joint commission to monitor and work against any high-speed rail projects that may cut through western Montgomery County. This week, a railway announced a new leadership group. New CEO Tim Keith says they've raised $75 million in new money from Texas investors. An attorney representing the family of Sandra Bland says relatives have no evidence that she previously attempted suicide. That's in response to a statement made yesterday by Waller County Sheriff Glenn Smith. In an interview with the Associated Press, Smith said Bland had told a guard about a previous suicide attempt while being asked a series of questions posed to each person booked into the jail. The attorney for Bland's family says her body has been flown back to Chicago in preparation for a funeral Saturday morning. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced a plea agreement with an Ohio man who admitted to having an illegal online relationship with an underage girl.
Prosecutors say 2 years ago, the parents of the then 14-year-old found their daughter exchanging emails. 26-year-old Jonathan McClain, who was on probation for sexual battery of a 13-year-old girl in Ohio, was sentenced to 10 years and was ordered to register as a sex offender for the rest of his life. Another plea agreement with the DA's office covers four crimes admitted by a College Station man. The pleas and 20-year punishment given to Paul Mitchell of College Station came after he testified in a murder trial in March. Mitchell was among witnesses called by the prosecution, which led to a jury convicting Marcus Watson Jr. in the drug-related shooting death of Trevor Williams and Brian nearly 3 years ago. Mitchell pleaded guilty to punching and strangling his girlfriend in front of her six children, then leading College Station police on a 25-minute slow-speed pursuit with the kids in his SUV. He also admitted to participating in an armed robbery and possessing drugs. And a third agreement involves a burglary and stabbing in a College Station home 4 years ago. 35-year-old Stanley Mosley Jr., who used to live in Bryan, was found in Illinois last year. The week before a jury trial was scheduled to start, Mosley admitted to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Mosley was sentenced to 8 years and will serve at least half before becoming eligible for parole. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 840. It's 78 degrees. We'll have more news today at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Howdy, folks. Bubba Dixon here for Tom Light Chevrolet, and we've been challenged to sell 105 new 2015 Chevys in July. Around here, we say, bring it on. With all these amazing Camaros, Cruzes, Colorados, Suburbans, and Silverados in stock, we are confident that we can win this closeout challenge. And you'll win, too, on the best Chevy offers of the year. Pay less for your Chevy and get more for your trade. Come to Tom Light Chevrolet, your official auto trader, trade-in marketplace dealership, to get your instant cash offer for your old car. Feel free to walk away with the cash or use it on a closeout price Chevy car or truck. It's a win-win for you during Tom Light Chevrolet's July closeout challenge. Tom Light Chevrolet, since 1972, making new friends and selling great cars and trucks. Come see us on North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan. Chevrolet, find new roads. Shop us online all the time at tomlight.com.
Josh, what are you working on?
Shotgun shells and clay pigeons.
Did you forget we sell chocolates, not sporting goods?
No, these are chocolate shotgun shells and chocolate clay pigeons.
There's always something new at the Chocolate Gallery to suit your Texas style. Flavors like Chipotle smoked chocolate, habanero, and even Dr. Pepper. And yes, chocolate shotgun shells and clay pigeons that make great gifts and cake decorations too. The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 North Main Street in downtown Bryan. Visit BC. chocolategallery.com.
Good morning. It's 8:42. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. A week from today is the big day. It's their 20th anniversary. Stop by all day. They'll have a celebration and it's business after hours from the chamber after that. On University and Briarcrest, on the bypass between University and Briarcrest, or you can go to Wilton's.com. Here are the numbers.
High pressure stretches from eastern Texas all the way to Florida this morning. Lots of sunshine for today. We're going to hit 95 to 100 this afternoon. Tonight we're clear to at times partly cloudy. Overnight lows around 75. Tomorrow sunshine, a few afternoon clouds, highs 95 to 100. We'll see whether or not we have to contend with an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Then it's sunny on Saturday with highs right around 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 8:42. I figure when it's going to be near 100 degrees, why shouldn't we talk about why do we shiver when we're cold? See, just thinking about it will be even better. We may play Dean Martin tomorrow, as a matter of fact, while I'm thinking about it. Your body's temperature is 98.6. If it varies more than 10 degrees either way, you die.
Okay.
98.6, if it varies one way or the other, you die.
Right.
Core temperature.
Yeah. Yet we live on a planet where temperature extremes run from well below zero to over 140 degrees. So here's how we, our bodies, defend ourselves. When your body gets too hot, too much heat, the way you get rid of it is by having blood flow past the organs that are developing the heat and bring it out to the skin's surface. If it goes out into the atmosphere, provided that the atmosphere is cool enough, then that'll take the heat away. But when the air is not cool enough, your body turns on the old sprinkler system. That's sweat.
Right.
Your sweat glands put water on the surface of your skin. Then the water evaporates, and the evaporation is a cooling process.
It's okay? A swamp cooler.
That's it. I am a swamp cooler. Yeah, very nice. When you're too cold, your body redirects the blood flow away from the surfaces of the skin, deeper into the layers of your body fat. Fat is a good insulator. Keeps your body warm. That's the first mechanism. You know, that's the first body mechanism. The second body mechanism is what we call shivering. Your body will start to shake, and the only purpose of the shaking is to
warm the muscles.
Generate heat. So there you are. That's why your fingers get cold, your extremities.
Yep.
Because, you know, the blood's doing more important stuff. So there's your little physiology lesson for today.
Hooray.
All right, so here you go. If you're going to be doing any air travel, you know, we're just talking to John Clanton about air travel, and it's not much fun anymore, but these are ways to make it better. The importance of moving around, especially on a long flight, cannot be understated. The risk of blood clots is very real, particularly for people who are on long flights. If you're going over an ocean and stuff like that, or really just coast to coast. Number two, drink water, because inside the airplane, it is a dry environment. Water keeps you hydrated. It forces you to get up and go to the bathroom, if nothing else. But, you know, always take a bottle of water with you on the plane. Not a bad idea. Bring your own blanket. People get cold on airplanes. And do you really want to use their blankets?
Yeah. I've never been cold on an airplane.
Bring hand sanitizer. It's not the air on the plane that makes you sick. Believe it or not, cabin air is completely refreshed an average of 20 times an hour as compared to 12 times an hour in your normal office building. It's because you're touching things that you get sick. Pick a seat to avoid air sickness.
Don't touch anything.
Yeah, really. Experts suggest opting for seats that are situated over the plane's wings and nearest to the aircraft's center of gravity. That helps to kind of minimize the effects of the turbulence. Sit with a view. One survey found that almost a quarter of respondents that are getting a great view from an airplane is one of the top factors influencing their onboard happiness. The other thing to do is, if you've been on this flight before and there's something cool to see, and especially if there's like a kid on your row, then say, do you want to come sit over here and look? Because the last time I went to Las Vegas, I've done that a time or two, and this flight they flew over Boulder Dam, and there was a kiddo on the aisle, and I said, do you want to come over and look at that? And we went over the Grand Canyon, and so they get to see that. So that's pretty cool. So if you can do that, or if you've got your kiddo with you, don't hog the window, right? Okay. Order a special meal in advance. The vegetarian, kosher, or special meals cost no more, often are more tasty than that stuff that everybody else gets. The other advantage is they're usually served first. Yeah, so think about that.
Aren't you being sneaky, sneaky?
I don't know. I just found out about that. I didn't even know it. Yeah, I found that out about the same time you did. If you consider yourself an expert in something or another, you might want to stop pretending that you understand things that you've never heard of. In a new study, researchers at Cornell and Tulane found that self-proclaimed experts... Now, you see, I'm thinking... just to stop for a minute. Okay, you're up there in Ithaca, New York, okay? And you're looking for a great place to go. So you say, hey, I'm going to make a buddy in Tulane, okay? And we'll go down and party in New Orleans and do research. How's that? I don't know. Well, I'm just guessing. I'm not sure. Anyway, so these researchers from Cornell University in Tulane found that self-proclaimed experts in a topic were more likely than others to profess knowledge of terms that were actually made up for the purpose of the study. I mean, that's what they did. One portion of the study presented 100 subjects with 15 specific finance terms. They were then asked to rate their understanding of each of these terms, not knowing that three of them were totally made up. Even when they had fair warning, that those were considered themselves experts still said that they did profess knowledge of these fake terms. Now, here are the fake terms, because I'm hearing this and I'm thinking, gosh, you could kind of nod, not necessarily knowing about them, but you could believe they exist. Pre-rated stocks. Pre-rated stocks.
That's not a thing?
Fixed rate deduction. And annualized credit. So, there you are. Things that don't exist that people nodded and went, oh, yeah, I know about that. Oh, yeah, I know about that. But, I mean, those sound very believable, don't they?
Yes.
All right. So, well, you may be paying an expert who's been telling you about that, and they don't even exist.
It's like real life. You ever play that game Balderdash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, that's a fun one.
I haven't done that.
Really, really obscure words. Likely, pretty good chance you've never heard of them, even if you're a wordsmith, and your whole goal is to write a plausible definition and convince people to select your definition.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Oh, it's a wordsmith's game.
That's
fun.
That is kind of fun. All right, it's 11-2.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and, you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it, still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago. Made a call. Took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be, did the work that he needed to, up and out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house. And they had, once again, done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass. Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Flying V Rentals. If your oil-filled or construction site needs porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is at your service. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with our 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 218-AGS-9. That's 218-2479. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil-filled and construction site rentals.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
It's about 8 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kenny Loggins has made a very big decision. He told Billboard.com that for the rest of his career, he will record nothing but music for kids, which is pretty cool.
He had a huge success with, what was it, Pooh's
House at Pooh Corner. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's very comfortable for me. I feel very confident in that area, and I know what's needed right now. From the beginning, I saw that most children's music is just unlistenable. And my goal was to make a record the parents would love as much as the kids. He has two albums ready for release. One is all up-tempo songs called All Join In, and the other is a collection of lullabies, including a remake of his old hit with Jimmy Messina, Danny Song. You can hear Kenny on Friday's episode of the Disney Channel series, Pen Zero Part One, Part-Time Hero.
Yes.
Pen Zero Part-Time Hero, okay.
And keenly familiar.
Okay, and he'll also be featured on the new Phineas and Ferb in September.
So. I'm still hoping they find a hidden cache from Burl Ives.
Oh, you know, I went to see Burl Ives.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that was tremendous.
Where at?
In Orange, Texas.
Really?
Orange.
I was living in Beaumont, so it was
Rhymes
about...
with?
Oh, yeah, really. About 1984, I guess, and And, you know, I took my son. He was about 13, and he's going, what are we doing? He's this old man thing. But, I mean, I loved it. It was great. Came out and told stories and
cool.
And sang songs. And, yeah, again, one of those voices.
In Orange, Texas, of all places.
Well, they have a place called the Lutcher Theater, which is an unbelievable place. The Lutchers were one of the money families of Orange. They were in the shipbuilding business and lots of other stuff. And the Lutcher family had tons of money, and they said, let's build just a really, really nice place there, and they really did. It's a beautiful complex. Anyway, so, yeah. He played Orange, Texas. Kelly Clarkson has a reputation for being super nice. She proved that on her last trip to New York City. She went to see Finding Neverland on Broadway. She bought her own tickets. Didn't have people. None of that people calling in to see if we can get tickets. She just bought the tickets herself. They didn't even know she was coming. Showed up, kind of surprised them a little bit. And she went backstage and met the cast. All right, so if you make yoga pants, if you're a company that makes yoga pants like Lululemon, what's the next step? Make beer. Uh-huh.
Give people an excuse to wear the yoga pants.
Something
to work
like
off.
That. The Hollywood Reporter says that Lululemon, Lululemon has developed its own limited edition brew called Curiosity Lager. It contains lemon drop and Chinook hops, and it also goes on sale next month. Of course, the yoga beer is only sold in Canada, so you'll just have to wait for that to make it down here. Volusia County Sheriff's Office, that's in Florida, will start a routine Google-type internet search of all would-be deputies as part of a background investigation process. Following the recent hiring and then firing of a probationary deputy, Stephen Crossey was indicted by a grand jury in his home state of Ohio on 14 counts of unauthorized use of a police database, which is a fifth-degree felony in that state. He also faces minor misdemeanor charges. He was supposed to graduate from the training program in August, has been fired from Volusia County. He was the second probationary deputy fired this year. So, yeah, just a little Google search ought to be just fine.
When I was in a position that I hired people, I cyber-stalked everybody.
Well, I mean, it's out there and it makes sense. You probably can do it without too much trouble. The United States has won the Math Olympiad.
What?
For the first time in 21 years. Google that and let's see what the news story is on it. That's a one-line story. They needed to do like a whole deal on that.
I know.
Yeah, that's a big deal. All right.
Let's see. Looks like girls did it.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Okay.
We need more STEM
girls.
Well,
we do. No, you're right. There's no doubt. Yeah, there's no doubt. So where was the competition held?
It was held in
arm wrestling?
I don't know.
All right. You keep looking.
Yeah.
Okay. Another. Oh, yeah.
North Korea sent a delegation.
Really?
That's what it says.
Well, they went home the winner no matter what.
Yes. Yeah.
Either that or they've all been killed. We're not sure which, but anyhow.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have any like sample questions, does it?
No,
I'm
not
kidding,
this
I'm kidding.
One.
Yeah, no, really.
Yeah, math on the radio.
So how old are these kids?
I'm looking, man. I don't know.
Okay, there you go. Well, thanks for being so informative.
Hey, thanks for throwing that on me.
Yeah, exactly. All right, another day, another Disney live-action version of a former animated film. This time, Variety says Mouse House is going to do the 1963 classic, The Sword in the Stone. And they've hired one of the writers for HBO's soap opera Swords to do the script. So there you are. Here's a concept for a movie. How about a zombie Western futuristic horror movie?
Okay.
Okay, you like that?
Sure.
That's the one-line pitch for the upcoming movie that will team Nick Carter, Backstreet Boy, and Joey Fatone of NSYNC. That's true. Rolling Stone reports that Nick will be writing the film, which is being produced by the same studio that just did the Sharknado film.
All you need to know right
yes,
there, pretty
exactly
much.
Right.
You've got
yeah.
bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds of which you grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501L.